Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. Today we're going to be talking about how to get clients to pay their bills on time, right,
yep,
Joe?
That's right, Andy.
Pay them up. So if you have any questions about how to do that, start giving us a call at 215-953-4979. We're back in the studio here after a great week at the New York show. Michelle Bell, how was New York for you?
It was awesome.
Wow, you normally don't like New York too much.
I liked it this time.
Uh-oh, what happened?
She had some friends there.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Right.
Joe Haley, how was your time in New York City? Lovely New York City, I might add.
It was terrific, Andy. We had a great time at the Counselor Awards Banquet. Mm-hmm. It was a good show and a good education session, and everything was terrific.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, plus,
sure
I got
did.
To spend time with you.
And there's nothing better than that.
Hmm.
Kathy, Houston, how are you? You held down the fort here.
And I cried every day because I missed you so much.
I understand. Last week you had champagne on this show.
We did.
So were you celebrating the fact that we weren't here?
Well, we were celebrating that and also because we had the Kentucky Derby people on.
You should have drank mint juleps, but I have a question, Andy.
They're too hard to make.
Joe has a question. Yes, Joe.
Kathy, when you've hosted the show, has there never been alcohol involved, or has there always been alcohol involved when you host the show?
That was the first time.
You hosted before.
Okay.
No, I mean, that was the first time there was champagne.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's usually a Michelle thing.
Okay, I'm sensing some tension, so we're going to move on. As I said, we're going to take your calls, but Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's
show.
Well,
I'll tell you who else is in the studio. Answering your phone calls will
That's
be
right. Why do I always
Facebook Vinny Driscoll.
Hi, Vin. Yay.
There it is. He's money. And, of course, rocking the sound effects is our own Kirk the Rooster Thomas. Look at that. All right. He's two for two. He has nothing else for us. All right. Also, on today's show, we're going to hear from some of the Counselor Award winners. Facebook ads, what works and what doesn't. Andy has a look at that.
Just about nothing. Sorry.
You know what teens are drinking now? To get drunk?
Schnapps.
Alcohol.
Jaeger.
No, I'm going to tell you. They're actually drinking hand sanitizer. It's pretty crazy. We're going to let you know what's going on there.
Sounds delicious.
Men are out shopping women online. Sure, so, Kathy, you better get your butt in gear if you want to out shop Steve.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Not a problem.
Michelle has the Ten Commandments of a happy worker in the digital era. We have some other topics, and we also have our favorite products of the week. But let's start the show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with awards news. Counselor named 4imprints Kevin Lyons Tarr as its Person of the Year at an award celebration in New York last week, in addition to honoring other individual award winners, two that we will actually hear from on the show today. Counselor also unveiled its 2012 Top 40 for the first time. Check out the full list at CounselorMag.com. More industry news now. Top 40 supplier LogoMark announced last week that it is temporarily suspending its Advantage 24 next day shipping service and extending the standard production time on orders to 10 to 12 days through the end of May. See Promogram today for details. Out to Top 40 financial news. Inner Workings reported a record first quarter last week with a sales increase of 30% over the same time period in 2011. And 4imprint said that its North American division grew its revenues by 14% in the first quarter. Supplier news now. Sanmar has opened a new warehouse in Minneapolis, giving the apparel company its seventh distribution center across the U.S. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, we have two Joe shows.
Excuse me.
What?
Two Joe shows in promo.
Day two
today.
At New York.
Because Joe is so busy.
Day two. Day two from New York. And we have one from the studio, which includes a travel pillow like you've never seen before.
A travel pillow like you've never seen before.
It's specifically for airlines.
You have piqued Kathy Houston's interest.
Yeah, I want one. Can you get it for me?
I think we know where to get you one.
I want one for right here, right now.
All right, we're going to try to keep Kathy Houston awake for the next 25 minutes at least. All right, we're going to head to the phones now. And on line three, we have one of our award winners, one of the Counselor Award winners, Fran Ford, who is the winner of the Marvin Spike Lifetime Achievement Award. Fran, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm out here in sunny Los Angeles.
Sunny Los Angeles, so it's pretty early out there.
Oh, it's only 7:30. I wouldn't call that early.
Oh. That's early for you, youngin'.
Now, Fran,
Now,
you received a standing ovation at the awards last week when you were announced as the winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award. How did that feel?
It was rather overwhelming. I was not expecting that. It made me very emotional, I have to tell you.
Now, Fran, what do you think has led to your long-term success in the industry?
You know, I think I had said it earlier. You know, as a young boy growing up in the military, you have to take it upon yourself to make your friends. And you know, I've always been a learning person, and I feel the more people that you meet, the more you can learn, and the more you can give back.
You know, Fran, you mentioned in your speech about Glenn Holt and how he mentored you. And, you know, the joke I made at my table at the banquet was that I swear you've mentored half the people that were at the counselor banquet. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of mentoring in this industry specifically?
Well, you know, it is so important. I've been very, very fortunate in my life. From the time I got out of college, I had a man take me under his wing in the retail business, and then I had the great fortune of meeting Glenn Holt in 1975, and he just opened my eyes to how great an industry this was. And so as I moved on in my career, I just listened and hung on every word that Glenn had, and I finally got to meet and work with Sam Japlett, who was, to me, the icon in the awards business. And as I go and went along, I'll never forget, I had someone say, you know, it's very, very easy to take, but you have to give. And, you know, it's just, you would have young people that would come into the business, or new people starting up in the business, and hey, this is a complicated world, and our business is even more complicated. And, you know, to just help guide people through, and it was something that came very, very natural to me.
Well, Fran, thanks for calling in today, and congratulations on the award. Certainly you have a great message there as far as mentors and mentoring are concerned in this industry and in business in general today. So we appreciate you giving us a few minutes here this morning.
You bet. You take care. Good seeing all of you last week.
All right,
good
guys.
To see you, Fran.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye. See you, youngin. Bye-bye.
We have another of our winners on line four. Margaret Parry from Bottom Line Marketing is the winner of this year's Best Cone Humanitarian Award. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Now, Margaret, you have a very inspiring story. You survived breast cancer about 20 years ago and then started up a foundation called Cowboys Against Cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I started Cowboys Against Cancer. We're going to have our 18th event this year. The whole purpose is to raise funds for people that live in my county in Wyoming to be able to have funds to help them get out of town for treatment. We don't have treatment available there. It's 3 hours one way to Salt Lake City. It's about 7 hours one way to Denver. So people have to travel out of town for treatment, and so the idea was to raise funds to help them, you know, get out of town. It's 100% volunteer. Everybody works for free. Currently, we're able to give $3,000 a patient per year. So if they're undergoing treatment, like in a year or two or three, whatever, they can reapply and get money again.
And you run an annual event, I believe, every November. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's the first Saturday of November every year. We sell out. Our county has about 40,000 people tops, and we sell out at about 850 people every year. Our governor flies over from Cheyenne. It's about a four-hour drive, and our U.S. senators come in from D.C., our congresswoman. It's turned into quite the event for Wyoming, actually.
And now here's the chance for you to wow our audience a little bit. How much did you raise at that event last year?
You know what? Last year we raised $475,000.
Wow.
But, you know, we use almost all of it every year, too. I mean, you know, I think last year we went for almost $350,000, and right now I think we're up to about 75 grants so far this year. So we'll use all the money, you know. I mean, it's good. That's why we're raising it.
That's great. Well, Margaret, you have a great story and something that's very inspiring to our audience and ourselves here. So thanks very much for calling in. And
I just want to tell you one thing really quick.
Yeah.
You know, really, the reason you guys heard about this is I wanted to thank my suppliers for their support. I started my business about 11 years ago, and every year the suppliers in the industry. You would be amazed at the products that I receive for free every single year to help this cause. And I just really want my suppliers to know how much I appreciate what they've done for us.
That's very cool. Yeah, they I know that they have participated in your event and your charity from the beginning. So that is a good
right,
partnering
yeah.
message. All right, Margaret, well, congratulations and thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In.
Thank you.
Yeah, Margaret Perry really does have an inspiring story.
Yeah, she does. I saw your interview with her online. She looked gorgeous, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. At the
Where
event.
Are these profiles, Andy? Mays Counselor?
Yeah, they're in Mays Counselor, and you can find them online now at counselormag.com. You can see profiles of all the winners, including the two that we talked to this morning. All right, we're going to head back to the phones now for our call-in topic of the day, which is how to get clients to pay on time. So if you have a question or any comment in that area, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. On line one, we have Mike. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from Baltimore.
Cool. All right, what's your question?
So I have a few clients who they seem to need everything in a rush, and you know I do everything that I can to get them what they want, but they still take forever to pay. And I'm just, you know, we give them net 30 terms, and they pay net 90. So what can I do to get that payment quicker?
Joe's looking at me. I would say, especially with rush orders, I would try to get as much in advance as you can. Mm-hmm. Understanding the idea that they might take longer on the back end to pay. Maybe you just put a policy in place right now that on any rush order, they need to pay 50% in advance. And that's how you start. And then you take any new client that you sign up and you say that your payment policy is 50% or whatever percent you're comfortable with, but something in advance of the order happening so that you're not messing up your business's cash flow too much as you have to, front the money to suppliers.
What about a COD, Andy? Is that something that's kind of old-fashioned, an old way, or are they still doing it?
Cash on delivery, huh,
yeah.
Joe?
So in other words, when you deliver the products, they've got to pay for it when they receive it.
It is a little sort of Columbia House Records-ish, but
okay.
but it's not so crazy. I mean, there's a point to when the goods are delivered, you got to pay. So like I was saying to Mike, our caller here, you have to institute policies that make sure that people are paying. If not on time, then early. And that could be one of them. You know, when you receive the goods, then you got to pay. It's not going to be cash most likely today. But credit card or check or whatever it is, Mike, try to do what you can to get them to pay when they're either receiving their goods or even fronting some of the money so you're not out, that cash up front.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Hang on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Lisa. Lisa, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question for those?
So I worked with a client a couple of years ago. They placed a huge order, but I had a really big problem getting paid. And last week, out of the blue, they called me, wanted to place another huge order. But this time, I don't want to be in that same position. I'd like to get some of the money up front even and get paid a lot quicker. So I was wondering if you had any tips on what I could do.
I would have an honest conversation with them. It's not like they were innocent in the previous deal. They're unless their management or the people that you've worked with have completely turned over, which I'm assuming they haven't, then they know what the situation was and they know what a process it was for them to pay you. So I would kind of be honest with them and sort of say that you're not comfortable doing the deal unless you have some of that payment up front.
You would need help with the financing of that. Because
right.
The supplier's going to want to get paid and, you put too much on credit cards. Not a good thing.
Yeah, and I think especially with a company that you've worked with in the past, those kind of honest conversations might be a little bit easier in a sense. They're aware of what happened mm-hmm. previously. So bring it up and, delicately say you don't want to be in that same situation and you want to make sure, like Joe said, that, everything runs smoothly. You almost put it on the idea of the process. If you don't have the payment in time and you don't have the payment up front, then you're not sure everything's going to be as smooth as it could be because suppliers want their payments and all those things that are in the supply chain. So, have that conversation and sort of tell them what the process is like and kind of educate them along the way.
Well, it's like one of the only industries you know of that they don't require that upfront
exactly.
payment.
Right.
If you want to rent a hall, you've got to put a deposit in. If you want to get something custom framed, they want half of that up front. I mean, everyone wants some money up front. So I don't know why people in this industry are afraid to ask for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kathy, were you going to say something? No.
You're just I agree.
Kathy agrees. See that, Lisa?
She concurs.
Thank you.
With the brilliant mind that is Andy Cohen.
Kathy agrees. All right, Lisa, well, hopefully that helps. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for the Visa gift card.
Great.
You know, Andy, and the funny thing is a lot of these businesses, too, because my wife works in accounts payable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's waiting for people to pay them, but they'll be the first ones on the line if you owe them or someone owes them money. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing with business in general.
Right. We had a listener write in on the social networks about this topic, and they had a really good comment that I want to share. It's Sharon Brill from distributor firm Raylan Marketing Promotions. She writes, for all new customers, that's new customers. So like I was saying to that one client, you know, institute policies now with new clients or with future orders. For all new customers, we insist on a 50% deposit up front. We don't care if it's a corporation or one-man shop. We bill everything net 10. This seems to put us at the top of our customers' payables pile. If payment is not received in 30 days, our CFO starts calls and gets a promise of when we can expect payment, and then he calls again if it's not received by the agreed-upon date. You have to stay up on top of your receivables to survive in this business, and she says that they have a 0% debt ratio and have no problems collecting on their bills. So that's some advice there that has worked for this distributor, and I think it's some pretty smart advice.
Yeah.
Well, how many do you think are struggling in this economy because, you know, their clients might be struggling to pay them. So, I mean, they all...
A lot.
Yeah, so then, you know, asking for that up front, you know, you think that there might be fair, you know, or they might fear risking losing that client. They're
right.
Going to go someplace else. So then, okay, I'm going to give them better terms, or I'm not going to require them to pay the 50% up front.
Yeah. You have to, and like we were saying in the one caller, these kind of conversations are necessary today, and people realize where they're coming from. They're in business, too. They're not, you know, just living in a fantasy land. They understand the idea of payments and receivables and payables. So they have that conversation and make sure you're getting as much money up front as you can. All right. If you have any questions on this topic or comments, we'll be taking calls during the show. 215-953-4979. Very easy for me to say. Thankfully, right now we're going to pause for a word from our show sponsor, AIA.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we are talking about how to collect on bills that you send to clients. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979 if you have any questions or comments in that area. All right, Joe, hand sanitizer has become very popular in this market, a very popular promotional product.
Absolutely.
But it seems to be coming under a little bit of criticism. What do you got there?
Well, hand sanitizer in general, it's pretty crazy. Some of it is up to 62%. Ethyl alcohol, and you know, teens are drinking it and they're going to the hospital, they're getting drunk and they're getting sick and they're getting some, you know, poisoning from this.
Why are teenagers so stupid?
They are, but well, you know, stupid but smart.
Kathy Houston, comment of the day.
They're not doing shots of just like straight sanitizer. They found a way to distill it.
Thankfully,
they use this process that uses salt and it separates the alcohol from all the other junk. And so they're doing shots of this, and it's like, look at.
So they're not.
Rooster wants so directions.
Good stuff.
He's leaning in, like, what?
Yeah, right. Rooster's like, you got a diagram on that?
Google it.
Anyway, they've been able to distill it, and they're doing shots that are 120 proof. It's like doing hard alcohol, so they're getting sick. So, you know, in this industry, and with all these consumer protection laws, you know, I think, you know, suppliers have to be careful, distributors have to be careful, and their clients have to be careful. And there are options out there. They're completely alcohol-free hand sanitizers. One of the things that they talk about in this article, which we will post later on ASICentral.com/radio, is that it might be better off using the foaming hand sanitizer than those that don't use the alcohol.
Then you can huff it.
It uses no aerosol, Kathy. So
what about the wipes? That's when we were Rich and I were in China. I was all about those wipes, and they were imprinted too. I had an imprinted.
Did you pretty much live with like a wipe around you
in a bubble? In a bubble of sanitizer.
So anyway, I think the lesson for, you know, everyone involved in this industry is be a little careful and find out where these hand sanitizers are going, because you never know who's going to end up doing shots of it. So.
Well, I think it's worth it for distributors to have conversations with their clients. If they're ordering hand sanitizer, then this is something that's, you know, in the news and something to discuss with clients. All right, Michelle, I understand we have an email question about our call-in topic today.
We do. This is from Sheila Bergold, and she's the office manager from Statement Apparel, a distributor in Topton, Pennsylvania. I don't know where that is. Do you feel there is anything wrong with either the sales rep or the office manager going to a client's business to collect on past due invoice?
Absolutely not.
So just knock it on the door and
whack them.
and sitting there and waiting for it. And if you have to sit all day, just sit there and wait for it. I think eventually
you don't think that's a little heavy-handed?
Nope. Okay. Nope.
With a bat.
That would be heavy-handed.
We do have a bat in the studio. I agree with that. I think it should be a step in the process, but one of the final steps, probably.
Yes.
You know, so if you've gone through all of your bill collection steps in the sense of, an email on the 31st day of a net 30 invoice, and then a phone call on the 40th day, and then another phone call from the CEO or CFO on the 45th day or whatever, if you've gone through that progression and you're really not getting anywhere, then absolutely, bang on the door and, talk about what's going on. You know, meet your contact or meet whoever you think is the most important person to speak to.
Okay.
Kathy, you agree?
I agree. Well, it's excellent. A lot easier to ignore phone calls than it is to ignore Joe sitting in your lobby.
With a bat, no less.
No bat. I would just sit there looking very pleasant.
As you always do, Joe. Very
pleasant
good.
Joe is scary Joe.
Can I help you? Just give me my check.
Just give me my money. All right, on line one, we have another caller, Neil Baker. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing good. Neil, where are you calling us from?
I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm a distributor called Thumb Things.
Very nice. What's your question for the host today?
Well, I just want to make a comment on getting customers to pay on time or early.
Please do.
Our invoices stayed at the bottom. A finance charge will be past due on accounts of 1.5% per month. That's real fine print. But what we do with many of our customers, I have a little slip that we put in with the invoice that says pay this in 20 days, and you'll receive a certificate for a free screen charge or a free art setup. And I'm really surprised on some of our regular customers, they'll pay early. They'll pay in the 20 days just to get that certificate.
Yeah, I love that. I think Neil, your idea of a kind of incentive, offering them a reason to pay early is ideal. You know, if you're having trouble getting people to pay their bills on time, then come up with something like Neil is suggesting here and offer them an incentive. Offer them, I wouldn't necessarily do a cash back type of thing, but some sort of incentive that's they get something, in addition on their next order or, like Neil said, a free screen charge. Whatever you can come up with, that kind of incentive is working. Neil, I assume that that's really working for you guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised that how many will send their check or call with a credit card within the 20 days instead of waiting the 30 days, which the invoice gives them 30 days normally.
Right.
That's great. Neil, I was wondering if you have any customers that don't pay on time and what you do in that circumstance.
Well, yes. You know, there are a few that don't, and what I generally do is after about 40 days, I get on the phone and call them, ask them if they can use a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, that's successful. Sometimes the invoice don't get to the right person. It's usually the excuse, but so far we're lucky. We really haven't had any real deadbeats where it's cost us money.
Well, that's great.
All right, Neil. Well, thanks very much for your call today, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for the Visa gift card.
All right, thank you.
All right, Kathy, I understand that men are outshopping women online. How could that possibly be?
Well, not just men, Andy. There's apparently 19 million affluent males online every day.
Like Joe Haley.
Well, according to this survey, they describe the affluent male as those that have more than $100,000 a year household income.
Unlike Joe Haley.
So anyway, nearly half of these wealthy men spend more than $4,000 a year online.
$4,000.
Mm-hmm. And 70% of them prefer to do both research and buy online. And luxury menswear and accessories are leading the growth trend. The number one site for these guys is Amazon. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, ESPN only comes in number 10. But the top brands.
That's not a big buying site.
Well, I guess not. But, you know, sports paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Memorabilia. Mm-hmm. But the top brands are Rolex, Louis Vuitton, and BMW.
Oh,
Michelle would
boys.
Love these.
Uh-huh. These are my
but
boys.
They're your boys, Michelle.
Luxury brands all the way.
Uh-huh. And sad for the ladies, 84% of these guys are buying for themselves, not for their women.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you would say that, Andy. Poor Donna. But anyway, so there you go.
Donna just got a new TV for her for Mother's Day, so I think she's okay.
A new TV just for Donna. Not for
Andy, don't look. Avert your eyes when you come in here.
Look, Donna, a 52-inch flat-screen TV.
It's for our bedroom, so no, it's not just for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, enough on that. Michelle, you have a report on the Ten Commandments of a Happy Worker in the Digital Era. So tell us a little bit about that.
I do. We're not going to go through all 10, but we will put them on our website at asicentral.com/radio. How about this one? The person is the master of their own time, which makes them happy. 78% of managers believe that flexibility at work helps retain and motivate the most important executives on their team. Working from home, workers can regain 2 whole weeks of free time every year, the amount of time lost commuting to the office.
Wow.
People are more productive. 65% of telecommuters are more productive than employees working in an office, as I look at Joe Haley. In addition to the fact that 76% of telecommuters are more willing to work overtime. They're less stressed. 75% of workers believe that their job is stressful, and 25% believe that it is the most stressful thing in their lives. On the other hand, telecommuters are able to reduce their stress by 25%.
I believe it.
I do. Well, I would yeah. Kathy, who does telecommute.
I believe it because I do telecommute. So does Andy.
So basically the gist of all this is telecommuting equals good and smiley face.
Oh, smiley
Yay.
Face.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? You know, the flexible workplace really does attract workers today.
Yes, it was.
So that's something that people
and that
should
is
have
like,
an eye on.
You know, I mean, that's the way of the future.
Especially with the younger, younger than
yeah,
all of us.
That's
well,
right.
Except him.
Definitely younger
look
than the rest.
Look at curmudgeon at the end of the table. She
like,
says,
no,
God
I don't like this telecommuting
business. What's up, Andy Rooney?
Turn my back to all of you. You're dead to me. Well, I never know. You could be because, you know, you're not there.
For those who don't know, Joe is purely an office guy. No telecommuting in Joe's world.
Well, the majority of my job requires me to be in the office. It would be hard to do my job from home.
I don't
mean
you,
No,
though.
No, no. And while I would love to have that ability to work one day from home, I really would. But I just don't think it works for what I do. I have to be on site.
I would also point out, though, that when Joe says that somebody's working from home, he always does it like this. With curly air quotes.
That's what I say, too, when I'm working from home.
Yeah, she says it about herself. Dead on, right?
Very nice. All right. Well, now it's time for Michelle's favorite segment of the week. It's our favorite products. Michelle, why don't you lead us off?
Mine is from Minya, and it's this cute little silicone office holder. It looks like two little people that hold your business cards on your desk.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are cute.
It's really cute. So it is from Minya, and actually they're at www.minyausa.com, ASI71370.
And you can check an image of that out on our website after the show at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, you're up.
Okay, Andy, like water bottles, you have your choices. You have plastic, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then people don't like that because of the BPA.
A. Yep.
And then there's stainless steel, and people don't like that. Joan doesn't because it gets cold. You got your hot coffee in there or whatever. Anyway, here's an alternative.
Isn't the point, though, for the hot to be hot and the cold to be cold?
Okay, well, we're going to move on from that point. I really like this. I like the design of this, number one. It's made from 75% post-consumer recycled glass. Okay, the silicone in here, the stopper and the rings, it's made of food-grade silicone, so you don't have to worry about that. Everything is safe in this. It's got a neat design, and it's assembled by special needs adults in South Carolina. So there's a lot of good with this bottle. So if you have clients that are looking for something a little different and don't mind something that's made out of glass, this would fit the bill. It's from Intelligent Galaxy, and that's www.intelligentgalaxy.com, and I don't have the ASI in front of me. But it's also on today's Joe Show, so Double whammy with this.
Make sure to check it out on the Joe Show today, which is in Promogram later this afternoon. Kathy, you're up.
Yeah, we all picked silicone-related products, and we didn't even know it. But mine is the Silipint from Crown Products. It's brand new. It's the world's first 16-ounce silicone pint glass that's indestructible. And this player says you could dishwash it, nuke it, freeze it. You can even run over it with your car, Andy.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you're drunk from drinking out of it.
and then driving, Kathy?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think that's a good
idea. I'm kidding. I don't condone that. Plus, it's made of 100% food-grade silicone, as Joe's was, and it's BPA-free and non-toxic. It would be great for bar clients in any summer and outdoor-related event. And you can go to the website, which is on our website, and see it for yourself.
Very nice. All right, you can check out all those products on our website right now at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are all out of time for today. But join us again next week. Same time, same place. Everybody have a great week.